KO4NUE, KN4VWA.
VWA, KO4NUE, go ahead, Steve.
Ted, I messed up last night, brother.
What's going on?
Man, I was doing a modification to the bed of my truck, and the next thing I knew, it was 8:30 when I got to a stopping point, and I realized I had missed the net and a couple of other things.
Good deal. We had 19 check-ins last night. We've had a new female call from Colorado who's moved in the area. And she's got an application for the club. We got to meet her at the last meeting. Call sign is ends in GRL. She seems to be pretty nice. So the second thing is, let this repeater drop. Simplex lead zone will be conducted on the 27th. We'll be sending you the matrix and all of that, so we can, get that captured in the club's data. And we've completed the ohmmeter training on resistors, and we still have two stations we need to cover down on as far as the soldering goes. Let me let radio drop. We now have five stations in the club that are, I say five, actually four, but one is pretty much complete, just waiting on a cable, that are going to be Winlink and message board compatible. And what I put out on the net last night was that if you're a club member and you're interested in any of these modes, let me know, and we can get your radio configured, or help get it configured. I know you do 990. I know you do FT8 with yours, but I do Winlink and message boards on my 991A, and it's everything you need right there in the radio. It wouldn't cost you a dime, but that's what was put out last night.
Right. Well, good. Well, I did miss some. Goodness. Well, let me ask you something on the Winlink. That's where you type a encoded message into your computer, and it links up to your radio, and the radio transmits it, right?
Now, other entities, shares, Mars, and things like that, they have a piece of software where they can encrypt that text, and then it goes into Winlink. But just the general user, cannot encrypt. But the beauty of the whole thing is peer-to-peer. So let me give you a scenario here. Repeater is down for whatever reason, and we're in the middle of a bad ice storm, and we cannot communicate together as a club. Well, we have tried, monitoring the radio so we can get information through Simplex, and that just doesn't work too well because, you can't stay by the radio all the time. You have things on the home place that need to be done. So with Winlink, you click on a little tab and it opens a function called peer-to-peer. And you just let it listen. You go do what you want to do, and just let the radio and the software listen. And when or Chad comes up and says, hey, I'm going to send a message out and I need to tell Steve something, but he's not near his radio, I'll just do a peer-to-peer to you and send it straight to your radio, and then you read it when at your convenience.
Where's it stored, like on the computer?
Roger that. Now, that's no internet. Now, you there are functions of it that do use the internet. For example, if I want to send you a text message, I can send you a text message from my radio. If I want to send you an email, I can send you an email to your radio. Now, there's a portion of that chain that involves the internet. But peer-to-peer does not in any way use the internet. Now, along with that, the training that comes with that also comes the message boards that are up on the mountain chains here, which are quite impressive, I would like to say. And we'll be utilizing those as well.
Which mountain are we talking about? Is that on our repeater, T-Bar?
Negative. It's W4XPG-10. I think there's six of them that I can hear. I'm sure you could hear more. But if you get an opportunity, just move down to 145.010 and just listen. And you can hear those stations beaconing. It's like a chirp. And every time you hear a chirp, that is a station that you could utilize. But like I said, since you've got the 991, you've got the sound card already built in. All you need is two pieces of software. And I've got all of the menu configurations to set the radio up. I mean, it takes, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes. And then when you're done, you can switch back to your FT8 stuff. But, you know, some people don't like messing with their radios when they get it working. They like to leave, don't touch it. You know, I get it. I do. But I migrate mine between four or five different digital modes every day. And I've got a little cut sheet written down, and I know, you know, item 30 needs to be DTY. Item 31 needs to be RMS. And so I can switch back pretty quick, but there's a fair amount of learning curve that comes with that.
Okay. Well, you know what? That might be something I want to try to do. And you say they've already completed that training on that?
No, sir. I have not. We're going to get through the Simplex first, and then we're going to move to Winlink. Now, the great thing about Winlink is we'll do a Zoom class and do the instructions on, you know, how to operate it. It's fairly simple. But with Winlink, you have an option of the mode that you want to use to hit a drop-down window and just select Telnet. So when you select Telnet, then that allows you to send messages through the internet, which is, you know, not very exciting. But what it does do is it allows you to learn Winlink as a whole, because everything you can do on Telnet, you can do with the radio. So basically, you're going to write an email, and when you post it to the outbox, you're going to hit transmit, and that computer is going to digitize that message and send it out via RF to, you know, the next station or next station listening. And that is pretty neat. it really is.
Our own private text system.
It's pretty much what it is. You know, when you got a beam, you drop your power, you can close that window a little more, you know, if you wanted to. But, you know, it requires a sound modem to operate, but it's free. So, you know, you don't really have anything to lose. It's fairly simple. And you know, all the work's been done because we're collecting all the configurations from all of the radios as we complete it and keeping those on file so that we know what radio needs to be where, you know.
Man, yeah, that sounds great. All right, well, I'm in for the wind link then, and especially on the peer-to-peer without the internet. Yes, sir, that sounds good. Well, so in the meantime, June 27th?
Yeah, roger that. So before we conduct the test, I want to know what you think is going to happen with the leaves on. What do you think the matrix is going to reflect?
It's just going to be a reduction in range, that's all. Like Ed, remember when I barely got Ed up in Brevard? There's no way I'd be able to get him this time. Not with all the foliage on. We will see, I would say, about a 5% drop in range.
I'm going to say a 10 to 15% increase in range is what I'm going to predict. And I've, you know, I've got my reasons for that as far as, you know, being able to, well, just for example, during the test, the first test, I could not hear Larry at all. I could not hear Ed at all. And since the leaves have gotten on the trees, I can talk to them simplex like you wouldn't believe. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
I hope you're right. I really do. I hope you're right. that'd be great. Well, but, you know, we'll just have to see. And before the 27th, I've got to get my Omni back up. You know, I got that Diamond X50A that did so good. I got to get it back up on the top of my tower and get it going again. And make sure I'm all tuned up and resonant and all that good stuff. So, that's the name of that game. So June 27th, actually June 25th is my target date for having all that done.
Well, we're kind of excited about the wind link thing. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 stations within the club that are up and running. So we'd like to have as many as we can, because trust me, when you learn to use it, you're going to go, oh my goodness. <You know? laughs> So it is really neat, and that's really neat in what kind of service it provides to you. So just keep that in mind. KL4NUE.
Somebody else can chime in. I don't want to hog the repeater up. Matter of fact, I'm going to be getting off here pretty quick. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but I'm trying to stay off of this one some. Matter of fact, this is the first time I've been on this repeater in a couple of weeks. So, anyhow, long and the short of it, I'll get that Omni back up, get everything situated there, and I may get with you before the next round, or before that, to try to get the software downloaded and all that good stuff, and kind of take a good solid look at it, so that I can be semi-sort of intelligent about the flow and function. So, alright, well listen, I'll give you a call, landline, and ask you a couple of questions real quick, if that's alright with you.
Yeah, roger that. One thing I'll tell you, though, is do not, and I'll say it again, do not plug in a data cable from your computer to the Yaesu until you have talked with me. Now, you may have one already plugged up, and that's fine, but the software we're using, Yaesu has posted a firmware update. And you have to get that firmware update first, which is not a problem. It just takes a few minutes. But I'm just saying, Don't even plug it up, because it'll put the programming off of the chip on the data cable and attach it to the port, and it is a pain to get it off. So just don't do anything until, you know, I can help you with the radio, or at least get that downloaded, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, give me a call on landline. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Roger, roger. Appreciate you, Chad. KN4VWA, clear.